Today is Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author, a blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I have done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Ha! So, today, I think it's going to be about what's on my mind, sort of about where I've been, but I guess it's a combination, and I realized I have not done a podcast in probably a week, maybe two. I'm sorry, I know I don't have that many listeners, but to you who do listen to my podcast, thank you so very much, and today, I want to talk to you about the title of today's podcast is Don't Wait Till It's Too Late. So here's the deal. You might consider me a very bad daughter for this, but that's okay. You could think that if you would like. Memorial Day weekend. My husband and I went to Brooklyn. We went to see my dad. We wanted to make sure he was doing okay. We take care of him. And we knew the parade was going on. And we watched that for about an hour. And I've got to tell you, the Memorial Day parade in Brooklyn, in Bay Ridge, on 3rd Avenue, that has probably got to be the longest parade that I have ever seen. We watched as much as we could for an hour, and then we had to go. That was quite the parade, let me tell you that. It was fun to watch. My dad was like a little boy just watching that parade. And then we drove my dad to the cemetery where his parents and my mom are buried. So, you know, we're driving. We got there. We went to the wrong exit to begin with. So it was like, okay, whatever, we'll just walk over to the grave. So, slight problem, when we got there, we found out that there was some group that was getting ready to set up because they were doing, an orchestra was there, and they were getting ready to play their instruments. So, we couldn't park the car where we needed to, and we had to walk, and it wouldn't be such a big ordeal, except for my dad walks very slow now. He's getting very forgetful. Listen, he's been 2 years of not being able to see anybody. And I'm serious about that. 2 years of not being able to see anybody because of COVID and because of our government. So, yeah, my dad, like many, many other of our seniors in this country, that did not go over well with them and the memories went. So it was quite the process getting to my mom's grave and my grandparents' grave. So we finally got there. And I'm just standing there and I'm looking at it. And it wasn't what I was expecting. I thought that my grandparents and my mom had, you know, one of those tombs in the cemetery that are like standing kind of, well, not tall, but one of the ones that are standing. So you have to kneel down to read it. No, it's not like that. It's more like one of the other ones where it's just flat into the ground. And I wasn't expecting that. So when we first got there, like I'm on the other side of the grave and I'm realizing my husband's like, you're actually on somebody else's family's grave. And I'm like, whoops. So I moved over and I'm looking and, you know, it says my dad's last name, Cristiano. And I'm looking at my grandparents, their names and all that stuff and the years that they were born and the deaths. And then I'm looking at my mom's side and I noticed something. And I don't know how this happened. My mom's name, the day she was born and the date she died, is not on the grave. You know, you might find that funny. I did not. I was actually quite frustrated by that. And I'm looking. And listen, my mom died 9 years ago. So, yes, it's been 9 years since I've seen my mom. It's been 9 years since I went to that cemetery to her gravesite. Now, you might be thinking, you are a horrible daughter. Why are you not going to see your mom's grave? So I have a theory. Now, this is just my theory, although somebody else might have the same thing. I said, what I needed to say to my mom when she was alive. Okay, when she died, we were on extremely good terms with each other. My last words to my mom literally were, "I love you always and forever." And to not cry while I said that was not the easiest thing in the world. Like, I was choking on my tears. But I loved my mom so very much. And I still love my mom so very much. We had a great relationship. So, like, I always talked to her. And no, I did not call her as often as I should have when she was alive. I know, bad me. But the times that I did call her or she called me, we spoke on the phone for a couple of hours. So, I mean, it's not like we weren't all caught up with each other's lives and all that stuff. We did talk, just not every single day. You know, I did not want to give all my problems to my mom because that's not why she's there. That's why my husband's there. Anyway, so I know. Maybe I should have went to see my mom's grave sooner, but I don't like cemeteries. And then there's another thing. Okay, literally, I'm standing there. And I'm looking at the stone, the tombstone, the gravestone, whatever you want to call it. And I'm so annoyed that the name is not there. And I should have checked that out sooner, I guess. And I'm actually surprised that my dad didn't notice, because my dad used to go to see my mom's grave all the time. So how he didn't notice that, I don't understand. But I was frustrated by that. And then I'm standing there, and I'm just standing there. And I looked at my husband. I said, "Well, now what are we supposed to do?" And he was like, "Just stand here and think about your mom." I'm like, "Well, for goodness sakes, I can do that anywhere." So here's my thing. And I am not being mean. I'm trying not to be mean. I don't see the point of going to a cemetery and standing by your loved one's grave. I don't get the point of kneeling beside the gravestone and saying, "Oh, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you, I love you, I wish you were still here, I'm so sorry for all the different things that we went through, blah, 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 blah." You know, honestly, I feel like if you have a problem with somebody, get it done and over with before you die or before they die. Get everything out in the open. Talk with each other. Don't end life on a bad note. Don't go to your grave on a bad note. Don't let your loved one go to the grave before you have a chance to patch things up with them. Do it now while you're alive so you guys could talk, or you girls could talk, and actually have a good time with your family or with your friends before whoever it is passes away. Because really and realistically, once they're gone, there's no point in talking to the grave. There really isn't. They cannot hear you from that grave. And I'm not even going to tell you what I wanted to do when I finally got there, because it's probably morbid. And it's quite possible I've been watching too many crime shows on BBC. Who knows? But like I said, I'm not going to tell you what I really, really wanted to do. I told my husband. He understood what it is that I wanted to do. But I didn't do it, obviously. But I just didn't really see the point. Like, I went there, I was, like, so panic-stricken on the way to the cemetery. I was, like, having an inward anxiety attack because I didn't want my dad to know how anxious I was about going to the cemetery. I don't like cemeteries. I don't like going to visit people in the cemetery. No, which is kind of funny, because when we go to Ireland, I actually love walking through the really, really, really old cemeteries there, because the tombstones are so, so old. And I like getting to read the names from like the 1600s and stuff like that, because these are people that I don't know. These are gravestones that are really cool to look at, like the Celtic crosses and stuff like that. I think those are really cool to look at. But to go to the grave of my mom or any relative of mine, for me, it's awkward. For me, it's like I said everything I needed to say while they were here. I have no bad feelings. I have no hard feelings. I said everything I needed to, especially with my mom. I told her how much I loved her, how much I miss her. And I also figured that if I really, really want to get a message to my mom, I could just ask God, because I know my mom's in heaven. So, and I used to do this all the time after she died. I did. I would always ask the Lord God, and I always ask him to say, please tell my mom I love her. Please tell my mom I miss her. Please give my mom a hug for me. Now that, I don't think there's anything wrong with. You might think that's really, really, really weird, but because I know for a fact that my mom is in heaven with God and with Jesus, I was reassured that I could do that. So that's what I used to do. And I probably should keep doing that because I really do still miss my mom. But I figured that was a good way to get a message to her. This is all my opinion, okay? I just want to let you know that this is all my opinion. And it's been on my mind since Memorial Day. And I just had to get it off my mind. And I just wanted to share with you. It's really okay if you don't agree with me. I'm really, really okay with that. And I did not mean to offend anyone or make anyone upset. That was not the point of this podcast. I just had to get my feelings out there and say, hey, in my opinion, I don't think anybody should wait until the other person is dead before they apologize to anybody. Because there's just no point at that rate. They're dead. They're not going to hear you. You know, my mom can't hear me. So going to her grave and saying, I miss you, I love you, she can't hear me. I know it. She can't hear me from the grave. But I did make sure before she passed away that I said that to her. Now, unfortunately, she was in a coma, so I have no idea if she actually heard me then. But the time before that, when I know she was sitting in her hospital chair, I know she heard me. And yeah, we exchanged this look when she was in the hospital, when on her last birthday and she was in the hospital, our eyes met and I just knew. And try not to cry when I left that hospital room. That was not the easiest thing in the world for me to do. I knew I needed to be strong for my mom. I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. So this is just me. This is just my way of getting things out. And if you're hearing this podcast about don't wait till it's too late, I hope you understand. You don't have to agree with me. It's really okay. Everybody deals with grief in their own way. I just wanted to get my thoughts out there because sometimes I just really, really need to. And after I do a podcast like this, for some reason, I actually feel better. You might feel worse. I don't know. But I tend to feel better. So if you agree with me, that's great. And thank you so very much for listening to this podcast about don't wait till it's too late. If you disagree with me, that's okay too. Because, you know, you have your own feelings and you have your own opinions. And that's what this world is made of. So I guess that's that. And but I hope you understand. I hope you didn't get offended. If you did, I'm really sorry. That was not my intentions. I just had to get my thoughts out. And whoever's listening to this podcast, I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate you listening to the entire thing. I know I went over, way over more than I wanted to. But thank you so very much for listening to me. And I don't know if this helped you out or any, but it helped me out. So I guess somebody won. I don't know. So anyway, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about Don't Wait Till It's Too Late. I hope you understand what I'm saying. And I hope it helps. If it didn't, I'm sorry. Truly, I am. If it did, yay. I don't know. So now I'm going to let you know, after all that, that if you would like to, you could follow me on Twitter. However, after all that, you may not want to follow me on Twitter. If anything, you might want to unfollow me. But yeah, so my Twitter handle is at SRKBear. Please feel free to follow me. You don't have to, but I would love it. Bears with Apps also has its own Twitter handle. It's at Bears with Apps. I have a YouTube channel that you could check out lots and lots and lots of videos. If you go to Kat Ann Smith, that's KatAndSmith. You can check out all my videos and my shorts. You can find me on LinkedIn. If you do search for me on LinkedIn, please do not ask me if I need help promoting my podcast. I don't need the help. Thank you. I don't have money to pay for you to promote my podcast for me. But thank you anyway. My blog is kathleensmith.org. I do have a new blog on there for you to read. It is titled Things I Never Thought I'd Do, I Did. I'd like the blog. You may not. Check it out, please. And this podcast that you're listening to is Kathleen's Corner. And yeah, I tell it like it is for me. I'm usually very blunt. I'm usually very forward. I've been like this all my life. You either hate it or you love it. I find that there is no in between with me and people. It is what it is, I suppose. Also, if you would like, if you are interested after all that, my app store, my apps, Bears with Apps, we have apps for your entire family. If you would like to check them out, that would be absolutely wonderful. You don't have to, especially after what I talked about, but that would be great if you did. We have math apps. We have writing apps. We have a spelling app. We have a 9 quiz game. We have something for everybody. We have different cash registers that you can play with. One of them your toddlers will love because it will help them to learn. And the others are just for plain old fun. Wherever you are in this world, these apps, you can get them. Money back guaranteed. So if you don't like the app, you can return them. It doesn't matter if you're in Ireland, if you're in Italy, if you're in Norway, in Israel, in Iraq. It don't matter. You can get our apps. And like I said, money back guarantee. So despite everything that I said in my podcast, I hope you will check out our apps because they will help you and your family. They are there for that. Again, I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And I'll be back when I'm back. Again, thank you. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I am back. And thank you to my listeners. Bye-bye.